Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, I'm really well, thanks. Sun's out.
Sun's out. We've just been talking about summer and social lives and all that stuff returning to us.
Yes.
Been a weird old world. A constant through that, though. It's been good books.
100%. And I think Treacle Walker, which is what I'll be reviewing today, is like the perfect summer book. It's really playful and fun. The author, Alan Garner, is 88.
Whoa!
Yeah, and he was shortlisted for the Booker, the first major prize he's been shortlisted for, despite having quite a long career. Yeah, and it's really cool to see like such an imaginative and clever book come out of, like, he's retained, I think, a real sense of like his child self.
Cool.
So Treacle Walker follows like this young boy named Joe, and one day he sees a rag and bone man with a cart outside his window asking for his junk. So he brings him out an old pair of pajamas and like a lamb bone that he has sitting in one of his drawers. And Treacle Walker brings out this magic stone and like this little glass pot of a cure-all medicine. And he starts to, this like really interesting relationship starts to develop between the two. So Joe has a lazy eye, which Treacle Walker explains to him, allows him to see things beyond the human understandings of time and space. Yeah. And so the whole book, because you're seeing it through Joe's eyes, it's not really constrained by those ideas of like time and reality versus fantasy. So the only real sort of constant reminder of time throughout the book is when Joe looks out his window and sees the noon train named Noonie. He constantly, like, you'll start, so the book, even though it's only like 140 pages or so, it's kind of comprised into lots of short little chapters.
Oh, wow.
And each chapter sort of takes you into another place of his imagination. You kind of leap out of like a comic book. You go into like the depths of the woods near where Joe lives. You're introduced to monsters, whether they're like human beings that have been like dramatized a bit or whether they're real monsters. It becomes hard to tell. But yeah, it's a really sort of stunning meditation on like human connection between two like sort of alienized people from normal society. But also becomes, yeah, a really fantastic look at what our imagination, what the myths that inform like our everyday realities, how they kind of build this bigger scope of the world than just like the things that we immediately see.
Ooh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I think like summer's already a time where I think I lose my sense of time a little bit.
Yep.
Like the sun melts into the next day. And I think if you're looking for something that, yeah, makes you feel a bit joyful, that, yeah, kind of expands like your sense of reality.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I think this is a really fantastic little book. Highly recommend.
How amazing to have such a, yeah, like a long sustained career and then to get a book that sounds as fun and as beautiful as this be the thing that finally gets you the nominations for some pretty fancy awards. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it must be a real satisfying moment to be like, yeah, I still got it.
This sounds definitely like a summer read for me. I'm trying to be good and sort my Christmas presents out early this year. So everyone gets a book. It's pretty much always everybody gets a book. And yeah. I think I can think of a few people who might like this one for sure. What's the name again?
It's Treacle Walker by Alan Garner. And you can get it at Time Out and all other good bookstores.
Thank you very much, Suri. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you.